You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
I'm attorney Jonna Spilbor, and this is Divorce Tips from Mom.com, your daily words of wisdom for positively navigating divorce. Today, when you both want the couch, three keys to winning the tug of war over personal property. It's been said humans crave what we cannot have. I'm guessing that quote was created by someone in the middle of a heated divorce. If only I had a nickel for every client who suddenly became attached to that uncomfortable old couch in the man cave the moment her spouse declared he should have it. In divorce, it is nearly inevitable that a tug of war, or two, will occur over things neither spouse wants to part with. This poses an interesting dilemma, since courts cannot cut the couch in two. When disagreements arise over the division of personal property, the courts will assign a value to those things and then do some simple math. You may get the couch, or you'll get something else that's worth about the same as that ketchup-stained monstrosity. Here are three easy ways to win the furniture wars in divorce. First, consider why you want what you want. If the reason has even the smallest hint of, "so my spouse can't have it," that tells me you don't really want the couch. You want the fight, and that ain't good. Two, do not jump over dollars to pick up dimes. Can you replace the couch, the dresser, or the dishes relatively inexpensively? If so, go shopping. Why pay your lawyer thousands of dollars to fight for something you can replace for a whole lot less? And three, remember this. There are two types of clients in divorce. Those who want to be right, and those who want to be divorced. When it comes to personal property, save the fights for the things you can't replace, like your happiness. Tomorrow on Divorce Tips, exercising good bargaining power during divorce. This has been Divorce Tips, brought to you by Mom.com. Check out Mom.com for more parenting content. And for more legal insights on divorce and separation, go to my website, JonnaSpilborLaw.com. That's JonnaSpilbor. And remember, divorce may mark the end of your marriage, but it's also the beginning of the rest of your life. See you next time.